49. To Nikolai Nikolaevich Strakhov. Florence, March the 18th, 30th, 1869. Danilevsky's article seems to me more and more important and valuable. It will assuredly be for many a day the household companion of every Russian. Quite apart from its content, the clear language, the popular, lucid manner of presentation, joined to his uncompromising knowledge of his subject, all combines for success. How I should like to talk with you about this article, with you, precisely you, Nikolai Nikolaevich. I should have so much to say to you on the subject. The article is so in harmony with my own views and convictions that here and there I stand amazed at the identity of our conclusions. As long as 2 years ago, I began to jot down certain of my reflections, for I had proposed to write an article with a very similar title and with the same tendency and the same conclusions. How great was my joy and amazement when I beheld this plan, which I had hoped to carry out in the future, already carried out, and that so harmoniously and logically and with such knowledge as I, with the best will in the world, could never have brought to the task. I await so eagerly the continuation of that article that I daily hurry to the post, and am always making elaborate calculations as to when the next number of the Saria will be likely to arrive. My impatience is the greater because I have some misgivings about the final summing up. I am not quite sure that Danilevsky will dwell with sufficient emphasis upon what is the most inmost essence and the ultimate destiny of the Russian nation, namely, that Russia must reveal to the world her own Russian Christ, whom as yet the peoples know not, and who is rooted in our native Orthodox faith. There lies, as I believe, the inmost essence of our vast impending contribution to civilization, whereby we shall awaken the European peoples. There lies the inmost core of our exuberant and intense existence that is to be. I cannot in the least express it in these few words. Indeed, I regret that I have touched on it at all. I will only say this much more. After our paltry, hypocritical, angry, one-sided and barren attitude of negation, such a journal as yours, with its grave, its thoroughly Russian, its statesmanlike and vital tone, must undoubtedly have a great success. Dostoevsky goes on to praise an article by Strakhov and then enlarges on the purely business details of his proposed collaboration on the Saria.